Summer of Butterflies 8, The Peacock Butterfly.
Hi.
Hello. I'm just looking at this patch of nettles here, see if I can see any peacock butterfly eggs.
Peacock butterflies?
Yes. Do you know about butterflies at all?
Well, not much. I mean, they're very pretty.
Well, they are. And the peacock's particularly splendid. It's quite a big butterfly, medium size in terms of butterflies, but it's got these really splendid, striking markings on it with four big peacock eyes that are sort of like in an azure blue on there. So they're on there to help scare away things that might want to eat the butterfly. So that's really effective too. But the reason I'm here by these nettles is because, well, it's around now, around May time, when the female will choose a particular place where she wants to lay her eggs. And she'll lay about 500 of these eggs. So I'm just really trying not to disturb them at all, but look underneath the leaves to see if there's this sort of cluster of these little tiny eggs.
But will she lay them on nettles? I mean, they sting.
Yes, but they don't sting the butterflies. And actually, that's a really good way of protecting her eggs, because the humans stay away from nettles because they hurt and they prickle, and that's a way that the nettle has found to protect itself. And so it's a really, really good place actually for the peacock butterfly to hide her eggs.
So what happens? I mean, eggs hatch, don't they? Do
they
drop
do.
Off?
Well, what they'll do is they will hatch out with a tiny little caterpillar, weeny, weeny little caterpillars. And obviously there'll be a load of them. And they are these tiny little jet black caterpillars with tiny, tiny white spots on them. And they also have these little spines or spikes all the way down their back as well. But the reason why the female, though, lays her eggs here in the nettles is because caterpillars, or the larvae as we sometimes call them, they will want to eat only one thing. And for peacock butterflies, that's nettles.
Oh.
Yes. And then a few weeks later, they will emerge as these little caterpillars. And they'll live like that for a while until they decide it's the next bit of their growing. They will have got fat enough and big enough, and they will then want to change into the butterfly. And to do that, they've got to pupate, which is they go into a hard chrysalis. And then no one really knows what happens inside there. My goodness, miracles happen. And when they go into their chrysalis, they will then emerge around July time. And then they will come out as this beautiful butterfly, from a tiny little caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly. And then off they go again.
Just in time for the summer holidays.
Just in time for the summer holidays, that's right. But the other thing about butterflies, actually, is that some will stay very close to where they emerged as butterflies. They won't go very far at all. And others will be able to roam around the countryside because they've got really strong wings. And they are called generalists. And the peacock butterfly is a generalist. And so it will be able to fly quite away sometimes, finding the next bit and also trying to find a mate so that they can start the process all over again. And they actually live quite a long time for butterflies, because some of them only really live one season. And once they've found their mate and they've been able to get eggs, then they will probably die, because their wings might only last a few days, especially if it's windy.
Days?
For some butterflies, yes, they might. If it's windy and they've struggled and they're very exhausted, then they might only live a very short period of time, some of them a bit longer, of course. But the peacock butterfly is much more robust, stronger butterfly, and so it will even go to sleep over winter. So it will hibernate, that's the word we use for that. So they will find a leaf or a hole probably in a tree, something like that, or maybe even inside a shed you might find them. And when they close their wings up, it actually looks a bit like a dead leaf underneath, so you might not even know. And then they will, when it's warm enough again in the spring, they will start to fly around again, and then they probably will do their mating. And there are lots and lots of nettles, so there's actually lots and lots of peacock butterflies.
So we shouldn't cut nettles down?
No, no, they're really, really good. I mean, you can take one leaf every now and again if you're really careful, and you can make a lovely tea out of it. Just check that, make sure that there's no peacock butterfly eggs on it before you do it. That wouldn't be right.